Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about a very unique fundraiser looking to support AHS staff who have been truly heroes during the pandemic. But before we get into that, joining me over the phone are three members of the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. We have the Executive Director, Diana D'Souza. We have the Marketing and Communications Specialist, Stuart McIntosh. And we also have the Member Engagement Specialist, Regan Marshall. Thank you all for joining me over the phone today. And we're here to talk about a new initiative that the Chamber is undertaking, the Love Shop Local Prepaid Card Campaign. I don't know who wants to take it away, but maybe just to start off, just share a little bit about what this initiative is.
Sure, I can start off, Jaron. As you know, the Chamber representative that was kind of heading this project, you know, Fort McMurray has been through many struggles over the years for, you know, everybody that has lived here for the last 5 years. So this initiative got launched with the idea that we really wanted consumers to kind of stay, shop, play in their own backyard. So the Chamber recognized the need for something to really encourage local residents and businesses to work together towards economic sustainability and resiliency. So this project really just encompasses what we hope to do with the Chamber in supporting the local economy and really encouraging residents to stay local and shop local and support the businesses that support their community.
Okay, so maybe you can elaborate a little bit more specifically how this is going to be supporting local businesses. Is it just encouraging more people to, again, just shop local?
That's correct.
Regan, can I jump in here? So Jared, I also want to add that this program is also part of business recovery, post-pandemic business recovery, with the intention to help business come out of what has been a rather prolonged pandemic period. Mm-hmm. Its intention is twofold, in that it is encouraging to shop local to help, but it is also intended to help our local business recover after the pandemic.
Okay. So this seems like it's very similar to, what was it called, like the McMurray dollars or the McMurray bucks that the Chamber had been focusing on in years past. Is this kind of maybe like an evolution from that?
Definitely. The idea was, you know, McMurray money was a great initiative. You know, we're forging forward into the age of technology, so the idea was to kind of merge that program into just a more technology-based, you know, evolutionary program to replace the old program.
Okay. So I'm curious, so these gift cards, how do you get the gift cards? Is it something that you get if you shop at a certain amount of businesses, you spend a certain amount? Is this something that you get from the Chamber? Say, you can say, hey, I want to have a card, kind of just like a regular gift card. You go to the grocery store and be like, can I put $500 on this gift card? And it can only be spent at local businesses. So can you explain a little bit more just about that?
Sure. So consumers can purchase the Love Shop local prepaid cards directly from the Chamber office or online by checking out fortmcmurraychamber.ca/loveshoplocal. So they can order them online in denominations of $50 or $100. And for a limited time, consumers are able to purchase these cards with a 20% discount. So if you're looking to upgrade your patio or upgrade your barbecue or get that extra round of golf in, the 20% rebate on the cards is really a great incentive for consumers to be able to, you know, do things that they love to do in Fort McMurray and shop in Fort McMurray at a 20% discount.
Okay, sounds great. Now, I'm curious just how, you know, this is going to, just trying to think of the right word, how the public is going to see it with this initiative. And we did mention that this is really kind of the evolution from the McMurray dollar. So how successful was that? Did we see a lot of people take part in that one? And do we think that we should see, you know, I guess a high demand for this initiative?
So I can jump in here. So the McMurray Money was always always been successful as a shop local initiative. And we had the support from a number of businesses to support the McMurray Money initiative and then gift it to their employees. So a lot of times at the holiday season or if they're going to celebrate a special occasion at the office, that's where you got a lot of the support from the McMurray Money.
Okay.
Here with this gift card, there's two components of it. So the technology evolution now means that, one, it's a beautiful card using Crystal Mercury's local art. And the second part is that it is redeemable at the vendor. You can swipe the card, you can check your balances, you can use the card in multiple places. It is also intended to be a wonderful gift because there is a gift of choice. There's a wide variety of vendors that will participate. But we're launching at a discount. So you can actually do curbside pickup. You can do different things at a discounted price at these local participating vendors. The intention is to drive the foot traffic to the business. There are statistics around gift cards that tell you that 65% of persons that walk in with a gift card will spend 35% more than the value of the gift card. Mm-hmm. So it creates local traffic. The card will only work locally. And we also will be speaking to employers to support the program. So we expect it to be much larger than the McMurray Money. And it's also a seamless process for our businesses that are participating.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Diana D'Souza, Stuart McIntosh, and Regan Marshall with the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. And we're talking about a new initiative, the Love Shop Local Prepaid Gift Card Program, which offers gift cards at $50 and $100 that can be used at local businesses. I'm assuming that this plan was talked about with a lot of local businesses beforehand. Maybe you can share some feedback that you've gotten from some small businesses in town about this.
The feedback that I've gotten, Darren, from these local businesses is great. You know, they really recognize the need for this type of initiative and appreciate, you know, that the chamber's working with local business to increase that foot traffic and to really encourage residents to stay and shop within the businesses that support their community. So the feedback that we've gotten from businesses is across the board positive. We're really happy to be a participant of this program and to support this program and to really encourage residents to shop local. So really nothing but great feedback from local business.
For sure. I'm also curious, too, if you know of any other cities, not even just in Alberta, but in Canada that are doing this. It seems like a very unique idea, and we all have, you know, just regular, I would say like a Visa gift card where you can just spend it anywhere, but, you know, a gift card that's specifically focused just on local businesses, that seems like quite a unique idea, but I could be wrong. There could be other cities that are doing it as well.
There are other municipalities within Canada that have taken on similar approach to this, but I'm not aware of any other municipality that has really taken it to a very local business-focused level.
Okay.
So I would go as far as to say this is a very new initiative that the Chamber of Commerce in Fort McMurray has undertaken. So we're really proud of being, you know, kind of that trailblazer in terms of launching a program that really hones in and focuses in on local business within the region.
We are operating alongside of a company called DCR Strategies and True Cash. They are the ones that are helping us furnish the card and ensuring that the card is executed to a high degree. And these prepaid cards represent this local initiative that is There are similar initiatives in Canada, but a lot of them are related to tourism, to drawing people to the community that may not necessarily live within the community. But this is a demonstration, or this is for us an execution of an initiative that is designed to promote people within the community to visit local vendors and to visit places in our community businesses that they may not have known existed before, and explore what might be available to them from the business community in their own backyard.
Okay. Just speaking from, you know, my just personal experience, I'm not a big online shopper. I've very rarely done it. But anytime I've been given a gift card to anywhere, you can be guaranteed that I'm going to go to that store and use that gift card. So definitely, these could be great gifts. And if someone gave me this as a gift, I can guarantee you that I would definitely be using it. Are these cards available now? Can people, visit the chamber like you had mentioned and start getting these cards, or do we have to wait a little bit?
The cards are available now, Jaron. And like I had said, if consumers would like to purchase them, they can visit the Fort McMurray Chamber.ca/loveshoplocal, and they can find an online order form in which they can order in denominations of $50 or $100. And they're available for curbside pickup from the Fort McMurray Chamber office.
All right. And
we're being very COVID conscious.
For sure. I'm curious, do we have a list of businesses that are participating, or is it just encompass every business right now?
We do have a list of participating featured merchants with the program that's available also at fortmcmurraychamber.ca/loveshoplocal. We are at over 100 vendors so far with the program, with, you know, the list growing every day. I had quite a few businesses after the launch yesterday that were very interested in coming aboard. So the list is ever growing. So, you know, we encourage consumers to check back and, you know, keep an eye on the list on a daily basis to see which new local vendors are popping up on the featured merchant list.
So I guess to kind of celebrate the launch of this initiative, you guys are doing a giveaway. I don't know if you can share a little bit more information about that.
Oh, definitely. Would you like me to take it, or Regan, would you prefer to take it?
Go ahead.
Sure. So in celebration of the launch of this Love Shop Local prepaid gift card initiative, we are very excited to be offering a $500 gift card, a $500 Love Shop Local gift card, and it could not be easier to enter to this contest. We have a video that we posted yesterday as part of our launch, which you can find on our Facebook page. If you're not a Facebook friend of ours yet, by the way, join us, facebook.com/YMMChamber. The video will be pinned to the very top of our page, so you click on it, you like it, and you share it among your friends to get the word out about this Love Shop Local program. 2 weeks from now, on Wednesday, May 26th, we are going to be making a draw live on our Facebook feed, and all those individuals who entered in for who shared and posted and tagged in that video will be entered in for that draw. So like I said, like us on Facebook and wait for the 26th. We might be drawing your name and awarding you $500 towards $500 in Love Shop local gift cards.
All right. Definitely a win-win. You get $500 worth of gift cards, and that money goes right back into our local economy. So definitely a win-win there. That's pretty much all the time. So I guess, Stuart, Regan, Diana, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes to come on the show and talk about this really exciting new initiative.
Thank you so much, Darren.
It's our pleasure.
If you're looking for more information about the Love Shop Local Prepaid Gift Card Program in partnership with Boucher, all you have to do is head to the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce's website, fortmcmurraychamber.ca/loveshoplocal. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about a very unique fundraiser looking to support all the AHS staff who have been working their butts off during the pandemic.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Should be.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and we're going to be talking now about a very unique fundraiser looking to support some of our local COVID-19 heroes. And in, I guess, over the phone, not in, is Natasha Humphreys, who is one of the co-creators of this fundraiser.
So first off, Natasha, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. And we were talking a little bit off air, and it seems like when it comes to COVID, it's obviously been all negative news, especially right now since the community has been seeing a rise in cases. But we're definitely got a feel-good story to talk about right here. And you and your friend have come together to start a fundraiser to honor and to recognize all the AHS staff in town who have been helping during the pandemic. So first off, I just think this is a great idea, but I'm curious as to, you know, where the idea originated from.
Well, my friend Nicole Humphrey, she messaged me one day and she said, you know, I'd like to give back to the hospital staff for all that they do for the community. And I was thinking of doing a basket and selling tickets on it and using the proceeds to make thank you baskets and give them to as many people as we can. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'd love to help with this. So our one basket has now turned into 8 baskets, the largest value being at $2,100 in donation for the biggest basket. Somebody even donated a trip for 2 to Las Vegas. So we actually have just shy of $10,000 worth of donations that we are selling tickets on.
That, I'm speechless. That's unbelievable. Where, you know, we hear all these stories and we're seeing so many people struggle right now with the pandemic, the downturn in the economy. But the fact that so many people have also, you know, come together to say, you know, thank you so much for what you're doing during the pandemic. You are the true heroes. It you know, it just takes your breath away. It really just says.
It really does.
Along with just residents providing some funds, some small businesses have already been providing some other donations as well. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. We've got small businesses. We've got individual people donating. We've got even Home Hardware has donated. So we have got everybody from an individual to the big stores here in town that have donated. It's absolutely, absolutely heart fulfilling.
I'm curious if you've heard from any staff from who work at the hospital, and I bet you 100% of them would definitely say that they're not doing this for recognition. You know, they're doing this because of their job. But have you heard from any of them just saying, you know, their thoughts on the fundraiser?
I have. We actually set up at our local urban market yesterday, and quite a few of the nurses came through, and they were just like, this is phenomenal, and like, thank you so much. So like, I know how much they appreciate it. We just want to recognize not just the nurses, but you've got psychologists, psychiatrists, you've got doctors, you've got cleaning staff. We want to show them as a community how much we appreciate all they have been doing for us, and not just during the pandemic, but all the time. But these guys are so worn out right now, it's just heartbreaking. So I hope we can put some smiles on at least a few faces.
How much longer are you accepting donations for? Or now that we're close to 10,000, are we capping off and preparing to get these other baskets ready, or are you still accepting donations right now?
We are actually still accepting donations until this Thursday. We do have 7 of the baskets already done up and put together, but I do have an ace that we are working on this week for those last minute donations to be put in that ace basket.
All right. Well, Natasha, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
Yeah, actually, I would love to throw it out there that we are selling tickets until May 23rd at 3 p.m. Then we will go live. We do have a fundraiser page, AHS Staff Fundraiser. It's called. I want to share that so much to have everybody join that group, because we will be going live in there to do our draws from the urban market. And you can purchase tickets every weekend down at the urban market from 10 to 4 every Saturday and Sunday. Also, you can reach out to myself, Natasha Humphreys, and you can email me and with your phone number, and then I can get those tickets wrote up for you.
Once again, that was Natasha Humphreys talking about a fundraiser looking to support and thank all the AHS staff that have been helping everyone in the region during the pandemic. If you're looking for more information, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at Mix1037FM.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.